This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details.
FUBAR Radio.
It's Friday night, or it could be any night, or day if you're listening on Listen Again. But hey, let's imagine it's Friday night, or not imagine if it actually is. Okay, so it's Friday night, kick back. Take your pants off, not in a sex way, in a comforting, I've been wearing pants all week and now pants can go fuck themselves. I'm Vicky Stone and this is the Friday Night Show and this is Kate Bush.
FUBAR Radio.
I'm Vicky Stone. This is the Friday Night Show. That's made me a bit sad, that has. Listening to Kate Bush, I didn't get tickets. But before I get all sad and start crying, I should introduce my co-host, London Hughes. Hello, lovely.
Hello, babe.
You're back. You weren't with us last week, but
yeah,
you're back this week.
Did you miss me last week?
I did miss you last week.
Don't lie.
I feel a bit sad for playing that song. I'm quite upset. I didn't get... Did you try for Kate Bush tickets?
Do I look like I tried for Kate Bush tickets?
No, you do not look like you tried for Kate Bush tickets. I just thought I'd ask.
Did you then?
Yes, I did. And my hand was hovering over the refresh button again and again and again and again. But no, I didn't get any tickets.
Oh, that's a shame.
I actually don't know anyone that did.
They're probably all over 50, babe.
No. Kate Bush, I listen to that song literally every time I run up a hill.
Really? Yeah. How many times do you run up a hill?
I can't. Well, I run up a hill most days because I walk the dog and then there's a hill at the end.
Nice.
And even if I'm not going out for a run,
yes,
I run up the hill.
Yes.
And running up that hill plays in my head without, whether or not I wanted to. I can't run up a hill.
without
my the music in my mind playing running up that hill.
Nice.
So we're going to start by rounding up all the big news of the week.
Nice.
So for me, the biggest story of the week was, switched on my phone, first thing Monday morning, Twitter was going mad for this, and in fact, it hasn't been beaten all week. This was in the Sunday People, and it kind of went viral on Monday morning, and it was in Sunday People, and the headline was, 10 years ago, I was a millionaire, but now I suck off dogs for quavers. Well, it was basically a warning to the big Euro Millions
that
winner.
That you might end up sucking off dog.
Yeah,
crazy.
Like, you know, you can win all the money. He's a former lottery winner.
Right.
And now
he
is...
I thought it was a girl.
No, it's a man.
A man.
No, it's a man. And now he is sucking off dogs for quavers.
Quavers are really nice, though, to be fair.
Quavers, yeah.
Yeah, I'm more of a skips girl, but quavers, quavers are up there with the crisps.
But yeah, I mean, the thing is, though, it was massive. It was all over Twitter Monday morning. Really fantastic start to the week. But it really did kind of raise, like, really big questions, you know.
Yes.
But a lot of questions raised. Like, firstly, where are dogs getting quavers?
Well, that, you know, that's the main thing.
Yeah. Are they going into shops? Are they buying them? And they, like, where are dogs getting quavers? Then the other thing we want to know is, will they swap any other maize snack for fellatio?
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Like,
is it just quavers?
Yeah, like skips.
Yeah, skips.
Or a Twix bar.
Wotsits.
Does it just have to be crisps? Do they like, the dogs like sandwiches?
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Can you get a Cochrane out of a hula hoop?
The mind ponders, Vicky.
It does. I have to say, I just do disclose at this point that Cochrane out of a hula hoop thing, Les Dennis tweeted me that.
What?
Yeah. That is what Les... I do have a tweet to me from Les Dennis talking about hula hoops as Cochranes. That is what Twitter is for!
Wow!
That is what
Twitter is for. You're quite crazy with these older celebs, Vicky. Like what? Les Dennis... Philip Schofield, Neil and Christine Hamilton. You're just up there.
I've never met Neil and Christine Hamilton.
You're just up there, Vicky.
So what about nuts?
Nuts?
Yeah, nuts.
What do you mean?
Well, would they do it for nuts? Is it just crisps?
Probably.
Yeah.
Do dogs like nuts?
Do you know what I mean? Are you going to get a pack of KP? Well, no, because the dog isn't eating the crisps. The dog is giving the human.
The
dog is eating human.
For blowies.
Yeah, yeah.
I knew a girl at school that did that, but she did it for 50p. So it was a bit different. At least she did it for money.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
What, she gave...
Yeah, she gave blowies for 50p. We used to call her 50p, because she would give you a blowie.
How?
Blow for 50p. We're talking year six.
Okay, I think we need to step away from that kind of discussion. And we are talking about, people of the right age.
Yes.
Yes. Anyway, the point is that shops, are shops to blame? Are they mobilising dogs by giving them quavers?
Yes, they shouldn't give dogs quavers. Did you see the pigeon that sold a packet of Doritos?
It's a seagull.
Is it a seagull?
Yeah, a pigeon wouldn't be able to...
Even
seagulls are quite intelligent, so you wouldn't get a pigeon stealing crisps.
Well, there you go.
And so my last question on this is, what would you get if you stuck a finger up to up a dog's ass? Do you know what I mean? Is it just yeah, but is it just head?
I reckon you get like a chocolate penny.
Yeah, it's curly whirly, isn't
yeah.
it? There are dogs with stocks of confectionery
yeah, ready
willing to
out.
Swap them. And I think if you want to tweet us in this week, or give us an email, I'd like to know what you have swapped for confectionery. Not blowies or whatever. No, no, I'm not saying what's your price on a blowjar. There are plenty of websites.
I'm sorry, I thought that's what you were saying.
No, I'm saying the opposite. I'm saying, what have you done for a bag of crisps?
Oh.
What have you done for a bag of crisps?
Oh, I used to busk outside college and put on performances in break time to get money to buy crisps and chocolate in the vending machine.
Oh, that's money. That's not actually...
But I had to buy crisps,
So you used to busk at school?
So I used to busk and dance and sing and put on shows and just me. One woman shows for 2 minutes, 2-3 minutes. And I used to get enough money to get my lunch money and get loads of food from vending machine.
Wow.
Yeah, I became quite legendary at Brighton Hove Sixth Form College for doing that.
Oh, yes, so, I do remember reading on your Wikipedia page.
Yes.
That you were in a dance crew.
Yes, biggest dance crew in the Sussex. We represented.
Okay. Was it the only dance crew
yes,
in Sussex?
Yes, it was the
yeah,
only street dance crew.
I thought it might do. Also in the news this week, this is what really got me as well. It was in The Guardian, and it was that Michael Gove likes to rap.
You're lying.
No, it's true. And it was in The Guardian, and that he did a rap about Toby Young's Free Schools, and that Kirsty Young... thought it was sorry Kirsty Young Kirsty Allsop it's not
I like
Young.
Kirsty Allsop
yeah Kirsty really so come on now apparently what we know here is that Kirsty Allsop has been at a party where she watched Michael Gove do a rap about Toby Young's Free Schools. She said it was very entertaining.
Oh my god,
first of all, if you're not videoing that
exactly
and putting it on the internet, you have no place in modern society.
Has no one video recorded it? There's no actual proof of this rapper even existing.
No, but apart from Kirsty Allsop saying that it was very entertaining. So the point is that, you know, we want to get... I did try to get Kirsty Allsop on the show to talk about...
Did she say no?
She did say no. because, I mean, maybe I should have asked her to talk about, you know, her TV programmes, but no. I wanted to know what was in Michael Gove's rap about free schools.
Yeah.
I mean, I just can't imagine anything more entertaining.
I can't even think about how it would start.
Like, no.
He just doesn't have a rappy voice.
Well, no, it's this posh rap. It's called Chap Hop.
What? What do you mean?
Oh, where have you been?
Babe, I don't know about posh hip hop, posh hop. Chap what? Chap what?
Chap what? Chap hop. Chap hop. It sounds like lip balm.
It does sound like lip balm.
It does sound like something you'd buy in Boots.
Yes, it does.
But you're not a fan of Chap Hop?
No. I'm sorry.
I tried to get the guy on the show as well that does Chap Hop.
Why?
But he's been on Newsnight this week.
What?
I know, it's gone.
Is it just shit? Is it just him like, oh, I'm so posh, I'm so middle class,
yes.
You can kiss my ass.
Yes.
Ha, ha, ha.
I'm not really a massive fan of middle class rap.
Me neither.
It's not. There's just something,
it's like they're taking the piss out of working society, I think. I used to be a rapper, Vicky, so I know.
Really?
Yeah,
could you do a rap about Toby Young's Free Schools?
No.
Oh, come on. During the show, work us out.
Okay, all right.
When, yeah, okay, please.
I'll do a rap.
So, do a real. Do you want me to beatbox?
Yes, please. Yes, please.
This is happening. Okay, so by the end of the show, we're going to have
a Free Schools rap.
A rap about Michael Gove or just Toby Young's Free Schools?
Bit of both.
Let's mix it up.
I need to go and research and get some material about this shit.
Okay, well, I've got it right in front of me.
Amazing.
In fact, what I've got in front of me here is, this is on the New Statesman's website, is that because they haven't got a video of Michael Gove's rap, is they've just got a gif of him falling over. So it's just, it's amazing.
It's embarrassing.
It's just here, and I've got the article in front of me to talk about it, and underneath it is just a picture of Michael Gove falling over, and it's amazing. Here's another little bit of tidbit from the news. This is apparently 40% of voters think that Ed Miliband is a bit weird.
Oh yeah, that I thought was
That's not hashtag not news.
Yes, not news.
Not news. The other thing this week that I spotted was Barry Manilow's face. You seen Barry Manilow's face?
Not recently.
I saw it on a brand new poster at Westminster.
Does it not look like his face?
Well, it's not even that. He doesn't even look like a human being.
Let me see. Is it surgery gone wrong or Photoshop gone wrong?
No, it's surgery. You'd hope it's not Photoshop. It's really... I felt desperately sorry for him, you know.
Really?
I felt, yeah, because...
Baby's rich!